Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Brapp, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Unfortunately, Nicole will not be joining me tonight. She has an important mission. There's an essential worker who's having a birthday, and her wife and her and a whole host of other people are going to be doing a parade for that person. And, of course, that's a very important thing to do to honor those people who are on the front lines right now. I don't think I could do that job. They're amazing. And I'm glad that Nicole can share some happiness with those people. And, okay, we do have an unbelievable number of callers tonight. Normally Nicole mans the switchboard. I'm pretty good at it myself, but it's always things run a little bit smoother when she's here. So I'm going to do the best I can. And if you do want to speak to me, you do have to press the number one. Okay, I'm going to go to the one who's been holding the longest, and your last four digits of your phone number are 7374. Hi, you're live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy. My name is Lubomira. I emailed you and you asked to call me to see if I was going to call. This is about my ex-husband contacting me, and he sent me emails and whatnot, and I got flooded with past emotions, current emotions, just everything. And I didn't know how to take it. You responded to me by email. I don't know if you want me to divulge it, but
a little bit. And also, this was a very long-term marriage. You were married 46 years, if I remember correctly. Okay, and you know you were with him a long time. You know, you can share as much as you want as to why the marriage didn't work, but it certainly wasn't your fault. So, you know, maybe fill in a few more details for our listeners, anything you're comfortable with, and then I'll certainly, I'm pulling some cards on it.
Sure. We were married for 46 years, like you said. We got divorced. It was infidelity, and I really didn't know about it. He's with her now, from what I presume. The email, he said it was almost like he just came out of a coma. That's why it was my birthday, so he emailed me happy birthday. After we're divorced now 4 years, and I just all these feelings. I'm very confused and whatnot. And you basically told me in the email that he's looking. He talks the talk, but he doesn't walk the walk. And basically, that's at home, and that's where I'm at. In the 4 years, I did meet another gentleman, but he had severe case of OCD. He cannot leave, New York itself, and his lawn, and just a lot of things. So me moving back to Florida was a convenience to him, basically. And we broke up over something stupid, and I haven't heard from him neither. So I'm basically alone, but I'm happy with me being alone because I've never been alone because I got married when I was 19 years old, and from my parents' house to being married, having children, and I went back to New York to take care of my grandchildren and whatnot, and now I'm back in Florida again, so I'm very confused. I don't know how I stand, what I should look for. Am I going to be alone? Aren't I going to be alone?
Well, first of all, you're very articulate in the way you've described everything. And, you know, I've listened very carefully because, you know, you would have, you know, 4 years since you've been divorced, you're with him 46 years. We're at the 50-year mark, and relationships tend to work in these crazy five-year cycles. So it's actually 10 five-year cycles. And the fact that you were divorced for 4 years going on to five, I'm not surprised that your husband would try to contact you. He never wanted a divorce. He wanted to have an affair and have his cake and eat it too. But it wasn't really that he wanted a divorce, okay? So he, you know, he knows that you were good, and I know that, you know, he misses you, and, you know, as he well should, you were a good wife. But he's still with this woman. He wants to see if he still got you. You know, he wanted to, he contacted you, wanted to see if he could stir up all the feelings in you. And, you know, he did, and of course, you won't stop loving people. You fell out of liking him. And, you know, he took advantage of you at a moment of weakness. People are particularly melancholic and sentimental during COVID-19. He's not, to make you feel better about him in some ways, he's not happy with her. What I could see is their relationship is rather toxic. You know, they fight a lot. They disagree. He's not always the easiest man on a day-to-day basis. You would know that better than anyone. But he's not that easy. She's not that easy. And, you know, he was kind of feeling things out, see what you would say. But I don't see he has any intention of leaving her. Now, you know, did he just not mention her during all this whining and dining of you? Did he just, like the elephant in the room, just not talking about that? Is that what happened?
Basically, yeah. He did say that it's not that good, that he's been trying to leave. He was going to get an apartment of his own. But I had asked him, you know, so what is that? Because he says, maybe I'm going to come out to Florida and we can go out to dinner. And I says, yeah, but when you come out here, you're not going to stay here, that's for sure. And I says, you know, when you come here and we go out to dinner, what do? You go back to New York? So it's like, what am I, a booty call or what? Which is not going to happen.
Yeah, a 50-year booty call. That's like a movie called The 50-Year Booty Call, you know?
74. He's 75.
And well, I can see that I'm going to speak to your soul right now. His soul misses you and his heart misses you, okay? But he's still got that same ego, and if you took him back, the problem is you've been on your own for 4 years. You've had another man in your life and you're pretty happy with yourself. You're not the same woman you were when he met you 50 years ago. You're not the same woman you were 4 years ago. And I'm not so sure it would work even if he came back, because you're too independent now. You're different. And he would probably, you know, he hasn't changed. He's the same guy. He hasn't grown or evolved very much, okay? He's who he is. But you've entirely changed. Your mom's coming through from the other side. Do you miss her, by the way?
Oh, terribly. I wish she was here.
Okay, because she just said over her dead body, does he come back in your life? So your mother is funny in what she said, but you know, the dead are very funny, but she's serious about it, you know. And even his mother's coming through to say, look, in an ideal world, wouldn't this be lovely, a perfect love story that, you know, he's back and your children have an intact family and your grandchildren get to see grandma and grandpa together, and it all sounds like a wonderful fairy tale, except you're not going to get the better end of the deal in taking him back, okay? It's going to be, you know, it would be better for him but not for you. I don't see he even intends to leave her yet. He's just feeling out if he leaves her, are you there? Like, he's not strong enough to be alone. Like, you left your other guy without having someone there. Like, that's what we need to do. We need to be able to leave someone without having another person there to stand on her own 2 feet. He won't be able to leave her unless he could go back to you. Do you know what I mean? And that's what he was thinking. He's not walking the walk. If he really was serious about this, he would have been contacting you every day. You said he kind of ghosted and disappeared, right? He came on strong and then disappeared. Is that what you were saying
exactly.
in the email?
Exactly. Okay. And that's exactly what happened.
And we call that ghosting in the show. It's what it is. It's ghosting. And anybody who's listened to my show know the one trait in human beings that I can't stand is ghosting, because ghosting is a really big sign that someone's a narcissist. Like, I couldn't ghost somebody. You couldn't ghost somebody. I couldn't just come and disappear. It shows that he is a narcissist. He's a highly manipulative man, according to your mother. He's judgmental and not accountable for his behavior. He's kind of an unfixable, this man. And if you take him back, you might be happy momentarily because, you know, of course, you were long-term married. Isn't it nice to have, you know, parents together and, you know, again? But it's you are not going to be happy. And, you know, he wanted to come meet you for, you know, in Florida, but he wasn't going to tell her. Okay, so now, isn't it funny? He's going to cheat on her with you. Isn't that the irony of life? Now you're going to be the other woman. You know? I just think it's so funny. He wants to come have an affair with his wife, you know? And the reason that your mother's laughing is she said, look, get satisfaction out of it. That, again, he never really intended in blowing up his family. She was not supposed to last for more than, you know, a year or two. The fact that he's been with her these years, it's not a testimony to love. It's a testimony to that he can't be alone. And so, yeah, it should feel good that this man has let you know he thinks about you. And maybe you can take some apology in this from him. That's about as close to an apology as you're going to get. But, you know, I wouldn't let him blow up your world. You know what I mean? Like, he knows you don't have that other guy now. Okay, so I don't know if your children told him or he figured it out or just because you were once soulmates, and soulmates are very telepathic. He could sense that you're not with someone. So he's trying to get you at that moment of weakness and also get you so you don't move on and find somebody else. So in case he still needs you or wants to come back. So move forward with your life. Since you've emailed me, did he contact you again or is he still ghosting?
No, he's still ghosting me. And I would have called him back several times already.
Right. Uh-huh. So, you know, it just shows to me that he's got these commitment issues, but, you know, now he's not sure what he wants to do. And, you know, if he were serious, if someone's serious about wanting to get back with a soulmate that they screwed over, you know, you don't do what he did, okay? He should have left her first before even contacting you. You know, like, it's not working with her. Yeah. I'm available. And he should have began to pursue you, regularly talk to you, you know, FaceTime you, Zoom you know, connect with you, and be serious. This is just, you know, him feeling out what things are. And, you know, he wanted to see if he still had you. And,
yeah.
You know, and I'm sure it is disturbing. And, you know, you were moved on. And if you had someone else, a soulmate now, that you loved heart, soul, mind, and body, I don't even think you would be thinking about, you know, you would have probably just told them, look, I can't, you know, this is over. I can't even talk to you. Like, you just don't have anybody right now. So he got you at a moment of weakness. I wouldn't hold my breath on him, by the way, on this, because, you know, he'll probably contact you again in a month or, you know, whatever. But, and I wouldn't really, have you discussed this with any of your children?
No, I just happened to tell my granddaughter, and I believe she's on hold right now. I happened to tell her that he contacted me, and I was like head over heels. Wow, whoopee, you know, he's called me, because I haven't spoken to him. I did not, when I was with the other gentleman, I, you know, didn't respond to him, you know, and yada, yada, and all this other stuff. Now, I happen to tell him that I'm not in a relationship, that I don't have
anybody. Oh,
that's
anybody. How we knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And,
I was wondering how we knew.
But I also sent him a text message. I don't know if he got it enough, about transparency. That I found online that, you know, you're going to have to divulge a lot of things to me. How did this happen? That's why I think he's not contacting me, because he doesn't want to open up. He doesn't want to be transparent. He doesn't want, you know, the questioning or, you know, what. He just wants it to be as is on his terms. I'm well aware of that. I don't.
So he's a narcissist because of that. And also, as a relationship expert, if he were to want to get back to you, the first thing he would have had to say to you is, you know, and if you, and if you, and a relationship can get past an affair, but it has to be, you know, explained, like, what are the circumstances? Maybe were you taking each other for granted? Was he, you know, having an old age crisis? You know, whatever. But the point was, he would have to be willing to answer any questions that you have about the affair, and, you know, be transparent, like you're saying. You know, not, he's not going to do it again. And if he just wants to go into denial and pretend it didn't happen and you should just take him back, it's never going to work. Okay?
Right.
It would never work. He owes you an apology, you know, and true forgiveness in order to forgive. And you could forgive him as a person, but not his actions. But in order for to get to forgive a person, he'd have to recognize wrongdoing, you know, not
right.
do it again, make amends to you, go to therapy, do what he needs to do. He's not going to do any of those steps. Okay? And that to earn your forgiveness. And again, you'd never stop loving someone who had once been a soulmate. You fall out of liking them. And, you know, you also have to recognize that this man was not an easy man to live with. He was manipulative. He was judgmental. He wasn't always accountable. His traits of an unfixable. You loved him and you tolerated a lot of that. But I'm not so sure you'd be able to tolerate his ego anymore. It looks like, you know, if you got back together within 2 months, you'd be like, you know, saying, oh, get the hell out of here already. You know what I mean? Like, so you can be on your own. He can't. You know,
right.
And he needs someone. So, you know, you can, you know, message me or email me. You know, any of my clients know that they're free to email me anytime. But, you know, call in again and maybe a month from now, or if he contacts you, and let us know what, you know, what he's saying and doing. But I will tell you, you know, COVID-19 is making for very strange bedfellows. Like, you know, all of a sudden this man starts coming around. You know, I'm sure, you know, he's a little sentimental right now. It makes people a little melancholic. But I'm not seeing he's going to step forward and do the step that I would take someone back about. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It would have had to been him contacting you. You're available. Him saying, look, I'm coming. I want to be with you. I want to have our family again. You know, I'm sorry. You know, be apologetic to you. Do all the steps of forgiveness. But I'm not seeing he's going to do any of that. So
yeah, well, my children, they don't like him. They don't have it, other than my oldest son, but nobody else has any contact. My grandchildren don't have any contact with him, you know. So basically, he is just with her and her side of the family and whatnot. So, yeah. But do you see anything coming my way?
Aren't going to be happy with this. You know what I mean? Because they don't want anything to do with him. I mean, I think he's 75 having a crisis. What if I died of, you know, coronavirus? Who's going to be there? Who's going to care? And, he, you know, nobody's going to care. And he got upset, his ego. But, you know, it's if your children loved him and would be ecstatic if you guys got back together, well, it would be worth a try. But, you know, they're not going to be happy. Nobody's going to be happy with this. They're all happy not to have him around. Remember, I told you, he's not an easy man. Like, that is
right.
The one thing that I saw in his card. This is not an easy man to get along with. And, you know, when he went with that other woman, you know, and if you look back on it, you probably should have left him without having had the affair. He was a pain in the ass. Okay, and you aren't going to throw away your marriage, okay? You know, oldest old, we don't do that. So can we send her a case of champagne that... that she came along and, you know, dangled her little twat in front of him, and he took the bait that the universe, sometimes it just set up a trap for him. He took the trap, and it got you out of something that you should have gotten out of. And he's miserable with her. Believe me, he didn't get a soulmate. This isn't even a mediocre love. This is a narcissistic rung that should have lasted a month, and he's stuck with her for years. So, you know, God got you out of this, like, without death. You know, it would have been death to us part, but, you know, with him around for another 4 years, you probably would have dropped dead already. So, you know, consider it. You're not going to be alone forever, by the way. You have a soulmate coming, and you deserve that. And so I know it's a little hard to meet people right now, but, you know, you will have another soulmate. Enjoy this time as you're getting to know each other, you know, yourself and know yourself better, but, you know, and take, you know, pride in the fact that this man knows he screwed up, that he lost the best thing that ever happened to him. The other, you know, guy in New York, that Mr. OCD, is another pain in the ass, so be glad you're rid of him too. And, you know, just, you know, and he'll be contacting you too, and you'll have these two men, you know, knowing they lost you. And then you're going to have your soulmate, and he's going to say every day to you, you know, I don't know what these men were thinking, but thank God they screwed up because I have you. So your mom is going to bring you a soulmate, okay? And she goes like this, and he's going to be easygoing. She's screaming on the other side. He's going to be easygoing. He's going to be fun. He's not going to need a mommy to take care of him or be a pain. So, you know, I'm glad you had contacted me the other day, and I'm glad you called in, because what you're going through is, I'm hearing a lot from my clients. That's why I was glad you would share this on the radio, because it's just these men are realizing what they lost, and they're coming back, and, you know, women are doing it to men too. And look, you know, let it stroke your ego a little bit, but let's send her a case of champagne, you know, and tell her.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you've told me. Now go take care of my granddaughter. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. All right, bye.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye.
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 Okay, so I'm going to go to bye. I'm going to go to 5170, and you're going to be live and on the air. Hi, it's Cindy, and who is this?
Hi, it's Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you? I know you've been meaning to call into our show. Susan's a longtime, you know, client and friend of mine, and she's always busy, and I think it took a pandemic for her to have time to call in. Now, what's on your mind? Because, you know, you didn't really tell me what you wanted to discuss, so just shoot it out there.
Right now, one of my friends is in hospital
again. Your connection isn't that great, by the way. Your connection is not that great. Are you in a place? It's kind of cutting in and out.
Okay, I took you off speakerphone.
Okay, good.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I have a friend that's in the hospital, and I'm kind of worried about him because he had open heart surgery. He was born with a hole in his heart, and he's back in the hospital, and he lost sight. So I'm, like, really worried about him and, you know, kind of fighting with a friend of mine. You know, I told you a little bit about that.
A male friend.
Yeah, but he's not my boyfriend or anything like that. Like, but he kind of fights with me like he is, but he's not.
Right. Well, he doesn't know boundaries, that one. But with the first question on it, I mean, he's really got a battle ahead of him. I wish I saw better cards and heard better things from the other side. You know, he's really got a struggle ahead of him. And, you know, I think he's doing the best that he can, you know, under the circumstances. And but, you know, it does look like his health issue is really severe here. And how long has he been in the hospital now?
He just went back in, and he doesn't have COVID or anything like that. They're basically just looking to see if he had an infection after the open heart surgery. So they're kind of hoping that he has an infection because that's treatable.
Right.
But if it's a blood clot, he could actually permanently lose his sight.
Right, because I mean, it looks, you know, pretty serious here. I'm hoping they'll get it under control, but you know, he's worried. The man is worried too. It's not helping in any.
He is definitely worried. He's got.
I mean, he's a nervous wreck. And rightfully so. I mean, first of all, who wants to be in the hospital right now anyway?
He can't even have his wife in the hospital because of the COVID, and, you know, I'm sure she can, like, calm him down and, you know, like, try to get him to think a little more positively. But, like, he's actually in the hospital by himself because
he's
they won't
kind
let
of
her
scared. Has his father passed, by the way?
No, his father is still alive, doing well.
Okay, because I think this is his father's father speaking, because it's a father figure, but it's on the dad's side. He's telling me that they're watching over him very carefully on the other side. He has a lot of spirit guides watching over him and being there for him, but his mindset is very negative right now. So, you know, he's scared, he's alone, and they're trying to, like, tweak his brain a little bit, kind of get him to feel a little more optimistic. Have you called him? Do you talk to him at all, your friend? Are you able to speak to him?
You know, I'm sending him messages, you know, like I sent him something. I was going to send him a card, you know, like a virtual card or whatever. I was, you know, like going to try to, like, you know, I'm sure that they're going to try to contact him, you know, with like Zoom and stuff like that, to try to, you know, get his, you know, spirits up.
Spirits up. Because, you know, he feels very alone and abandoned. And I know my clients who are nurses and doctors are saying the hard part for them is that the people, you know, in the hospitals right now can't have visitors. And they're so sad and depressed and, you know, and that would strain on the nurses and the doctors and the aides is that they have to almost try to be the family or make sure that people can do the FaceTime and that they're getting too emotionally involved with the client patients that they normally don't because they don't have that kind of relationship. You know, the family's there, and so it's taking a toll on them. He seems to be really having a hard time being alone in the hospital. That seems to be the worst part of it here. But keep praying for him.
He, you know, like the last time he was in the hospital, Stacy was the whole, you know, all day, or, you know, she came every single day, you know, and I guess now she can't come every single day, you know, they won't let her in, you know, so I guess they have to rely on, like, all these electronic stuff to, like,
right,
still,
and so
you know,
it's hard, but it looks, you know, just keep praying for him. You know, he's got a lot of guides trying to help with this situation, so that's good, okay? He's not alone. He's got a lot of guides helping. So, you know, that's the good news. I mean, he's very well loved. I mean, from above, you know, he has family members that love him that have crossed, and yeah, he's a good man. So,
yeah.
You know, that looks great. It's also just
he's
scary
really
to
like
be
an amazing person.
I could see
what?
That. I could see that. Because he has so many spirit guides on the other side. And what happens is if you're a good person, you keep acquiring more spirit guides as time goes on. Every time someone screws you over, you get their guides, they lose them. And he's got a lot of spirit guides. So that number of spirit guides, that's really great. They're there to help him. And he's a really good person. Now, with the other guy, you know,
he had...
The other guy doesn't know boundaries and doesn't know how to behave. And, you know,
I know he's stressed.
Oh, yeah. And that you two have been fighting.
Had a stroke and, you know.
Yeah, and he's depressed. And you can't be depressed and angry at the same time. So he's kind
he's
of fighting with you.
He's depressed because his girlfriend broke up with him. His father is in a wheelchair. He had a stroke. So I think there's a lot of issues that he's kind of taking shit out on me when,
right.
You know.
And he tends to do that, and that's why he doesn't have a girlfriend, because to learn when we're upset to not take it out on the people who love us. Okay, that's what we learn in dysfunctional families, by the way. You know, we learn to be nice in the outside world and then be awful to the people who love us. And that's a really bad trait in a lot of people. Okay, and, you know, he tends to be nice to the outside world, but he doesn't have a girlfriend to fight with, and now he's doing what he did to her. So he hasn't learned much from that behavior. And, you know, if I were you, I wouldn't even engage with him. I wouldn't even humor him with it. I would say, look, I'll talk to you later when, you know, you're in a better mood or when, you know, when you calm down. Like, I wouldn't even let him do that to you because it's abusive and you don't need to tolerate abuse from friends.
He actually ghosted me and cut me off of Facebook and, you know, like... And the fight was about a political thing, so it wasn't even I wasn't attacking him. I was attacking Trump and his politics. I wasn't directly attacking him. He directly attacked me. I guess because he's
Well, that's the whole energy politically. You know, we do not attack people and we don't name call. We just do with, you know, we just deal with facts. Okay, what are the facts of the situation? And the fact that he's name calling, again, he's really not a nice boyfriend to have. So I hope you're not even entertaining that thought because he's really nasty, you know, when he's intimate with a person. So, and now he's doing the ghosting thing and he blocked you. You know, that's ridiculous. It's like, what are you, 5 years old? You know, when people are over the age of, like, 18, blocking your friends and fighting with your friends, you got to be out of your mind. I've never had a fight with any of my friends ever.
I've been through this before, and it took him 3 months to calm down, and then he acted like nothing was ever wrong. And then, I've been friends with him for 10 years, so I can see the same pattern. And I could see that he has some issues, you know, I could see them.
Right. And again, you know, it's not normal for friends to fight with friends, okay? This is just not normal. You don't need it. And again, like, he'll be back again. Like, he'll do the same thing. Maybe it'll be 5 months from now, but he'll be back again and act like nothing happened. Okay, because that's what narcissists do. They ghost us, they disappear, and then they act like nothing happened. So
too many other friends in common that, you know, there's too many people that we both know. We're both in the same ski club.
Okay, well, you don't have to tell them what's going on. You know, if they ask you, if they say, what happened? So am I a nice person? And they'll say yes. And you go, I must have my reasons why I'm not talking to him. That's it. Say nothing else. You know, don't get involved everybody in the middle of this, you know, or just say this too shall pass, you know. But, you know, I wouldn't obsess about it because it looks like he'll be back. People like that you can't get rid of, okay? They're like a tumor that keeps growing.
I mean, I still want to, you know, meet somebody who I feel like is more of a actual relationship and commitment and stuff like that. But, like, I mean, obviously I started to realize he's not really in the same frame of mind, or there's a lot of, like, you know, red flags, I guess would be the way to say it. And I just was wondering when I would actually meet somebody who, you know, would actually want a commitment, you know, and not have issues with communication.
Right. And, well, again, we're right in the middle of an pandemic that's making meeting people not easy. But, you know, so, again, I know you like to ski, and that's unfortunately not going to probably happen this winter because that's where the COVID epidemic seemed to go crazy in Europe, and now we have that strain here in the United States. But you'll get out there a little bit. You're back in school. You know, just put out to the universe that they have to bring him in a way that he can be brought now. There are ways, and do it so that you could find your soulmate. And, you know, you want someone that is going to treat you with respect. And, you know, you have been used to a family that's rather abusive and nasty all the time. Like, I want you to stay away from people who are abusive and nasty. You don't need that. You're a nice person. You know, it's like, don't you want people that treat you nicely and kindly and consistently, and that they don't use a doormat, and if they ever have a bad day, they're going to be abusive? It's like, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I kind of tend to think that's why he's had failed marriages. That's why he's been divorced twice. That's why this girlfriend probably broke up with him. You know, I get it. And, you know, and I'm also seeing a lot of just red flags in general, you know, like, but I mean, you know, it's like right now it's hard to meet people, obviously.
Right.
And I'm back in school, so I'm probably going to do less skiing, even if they're open, because I kind of don't have the time, you know, in terms of like spending the money and going.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, the physical strain, I don't want to like break a leg or anything too. So
yeah,
I'm almost
not
nervous to ski at all.
Oh yeah, we're not breaking any legs now. Nobody's going to the hospital now, okay? You know, I'm not going to the hospital with a limb hanging off right now, okay? So, you know, yeah, but just, I do see that you're due for a soulmate. Go about your life and, you know, give off the positive vibrations. And, you know, this guy will be back. Just like I told our last caller, this guy will be back. He'll be bugging you again. But you don't need this. And, you know, everything actually looks good in your car.
That's not going to be in and out and bugging me. You know what I'm saying?
No. We don't want that. We want a man, not a boy, please. Not a spoiled
right,
boy.
Exactly.
And you tend to, you know, this man's an awful lot like your father. And your father's very inconsistent, filled with mixed
messages. I know. That's
messages.
What my problem is. That's why
right,
I started to realize it. They both were in the military. They both are, like, kind of a strong personality, too controlling. He was, what the hell? I mean, he was in the Marines, and my father was in the Navy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So this is your last man that's like your father, who's you know, nice one minute, abusive the next, and thinks they could call you names and not be good to you. I want you to have zero tolerance for that kind of person. They are not your friends, okay? I have never had a friend in 40 years be anything but respectful to me, okay? And I have never had this kind of treatment, nor would I tolerate it, nor do I do that to my friends. I'm kind to my friends. You know, I don't name call. I try to be, you know, if they need help, I try to be there for them, okay? And, but, you know, yeah, and not all of my friends, we don't all have the same political opinions, all of my friends, but I don't discuss that with them, nor if they, I listen to what they have to say, and if they're talking to facts, I listen to it. But I'm saying we don't have to, you know, attack our friends if they have different political opinions. That is ridiculous, okay? And get nasty with people. That's so absurd. I mean, even with Facebook, you post something that's relatively benign, you get all these asshole comments about all this political stuff when the thing is not political at all that I posted. Like, how did that happen? You know, and I said to people during this pandemic, until this pandemic ends, I will delete any nasty comments. I'll just delete them. That's all. I'm not a person that believes in censorship. I believe in, you know, the First Amendment freedom to speak. But right now, if you're going to be nasty and negative, I am not having that vibration on my page and in my world right now, because people are scared and people need love. They don't need hate. And they don't need, they need positivity, they don't need your nastiness. So I'm just telling you, this man, like, kind of overstepped the bounds here. Like, when you sent me the message.
Well, you know what's funny? He was
nasty
saying,
he was.
I guess, something about me not having a job and being unemployed with the school. And I got 100.3 on my final, so it's almost like the best revenge is to do well in school, because, you know, I'm a lot smarter than him academically, so he doesn't understand that. And, you know, maybe for him going to school, he doesn't need to, because he's a plumber and he makes $100,000 a year. He doesn't need to, like, go graduate school. So he kind of thinks of it, like, in the same way my father does. Oh, you don't need this, but I do. You know, like,
right. Well, you're very smart. and you need to get your you needed to go back to school, but oftentimes that could be it, you know. And with me, like I will tell you, you know, to me the plumber's God. You know, when my shower was leaking down into the basement, the plumber was God to me. Okay, everybody has their skills. Everybody has the gifts. Okay, I mean, you know, who do you want to be in a foxhole with? Well, probably a doctor and a plumber and people you need. Me, I'm probably pretty useless in a foxhole. But the point is, everybody has their different skills and gifts. Some people are very good at school and they learn and that's who they are and that's great. Some people don't like school and that's great too. But it's a little bit of jealousy and envy coming from him, and he's trying to disempower you. So I don't like that. I don't want anybody to disempower you or tell you you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, you know, do your schoolwork, be happy, get some new friends, and, you know, call in again, and, you know, I'm going to try to get another listener. And, you know, thanks for sharing your story with us because, you know, I'm glad that people sometimes message me or email me because when you're in the middle of this, sometimes you just don't know who you could say something to, but you can always tell me. But I wasn't happy with what he had said to you in the message because I read it very carefully, and I just thought he sounded like an asshole. Okay? And the evidence by words is asshole.
This is probably the most asinine comments he's ever said to me in 10 years. And you know what? I haven't said anything back because I'm really methodically kind of thinking about what I'm going to say. And I'm probably going to tell him off, but I'm not going to be in the nasty way that he did it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And
you know, like I'm basically going to tell him, I'm not dating you. You have no right to tell me about school or anything like that. And, you know, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind to stick up for myself, but I just haven't really methodically thought it out yet. So I'm just, you know, I figure the silence is probably pissing him off.
Right, that's what I would do. I just would say nothing.
So
I mean, silence speaks volumes.
Looking at the situation, and then I can, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. So call in again, and we're going to try to get another caller. I think that Nicole is back in town, so I hope that's true. All right, so thank you, Susan, for calling. You know I love you, and keep
thank
messaging
you so
me
much.
Whenever you need.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
I really appreciate
bye.
It. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, so I know Nicole said she was going to maybe try to, you know, get in the chat room or something. So I don't know if she's done that. Let me see. I'm hoping that she is going to disconnect because I think we got a lot of static from her, and I can't even find her number right now. So, Susan, have you hung up yet? Are you disconnected? There's a weird, I don't know, something on here today. It's driving me crazy. Okay. I'm not sure where Nicole is because there's a voice on here. I don't know whose it is. Okay, I'm going to pick up this. I think this is Debbie Tony when Nicole's queuing somebody up. I think Nicole's queuing someone up. Hi, Debbie. How are you feeling?
Hey, how are you? I'm feeling a lot
good.
Better.
You're feeling a lot better. You sound better. So now you've been recovering from this terrible, terrible coronavirus, but why don't you tell us some of the holistic things you've been doing because you didn't go in a hospital and you've been holding up pretty good. I'm so proud of you. So maybe share some of your secrets with us.
Well, the big one, I think, was for the breathing part of it was the steaming and the hot stuff, but you don't know exactly. So as far as vitamins, I took like so much C and zinc and also oil of oregano, D, E, selenium, and A. Those are like the big ones, but my uncle also reminded me I had vitamins. I have not a great immune system, so I was taking also a whole bunch of herbs, and I don't even know what they were, that helped me, I think, get through it. And when the breathing was really bad, I did sleep on my stomach. It was painful and horrible, but I do think that night kept me out of the hospital because it felt like I had a knot from my sternum into my chest, and nothing I did, everything I just said was out the window when I couldn't breathe for those 5 days. I really couldn't really do anything holistically. It just felt terrible to just try to be able to breathe. So I did try the deep breathing, but I kept choking. So I don't know about the choking part and the breathing part, but I know that all the rest of it, you know, besides drinking water, chlorophyll water, turmeric, I've really just been doing everything possible to just try to get back to my normal self. And then I started taking a probiotic now, too. So that's
good.
That's everything.
I'm proud of you.
I'm so
proud of you. And, you know, I think about you all the time. And, you know, my clients so far with Corona, a lot of them are getting better now. It's a little vote in China. But, you'll keep us posted how you're doing. And, I'm glad that you're feeling better for sure.
Okay. Yes. And they just so people know, I don't know, the hydrochloroquine that was talked about is discontinued from the FDA. So when my doctor said he would give me something for it, the only thing they suggested was the Z-Pak, and I didn't take it. At that point, I felt that I was already past the lull. So if you can get past it with herbs, you're lucky, I think. But I know people have gone through this too. Not just me that have made it, but unfortunately it just takes a long time. And as you know, I hurt my back today because I don't have my muscles. I lost my strength. So you're right, I have to take it easy.
Remember, because that's the thing about this. It causes muscle pain, joint weakness, and because, of course, you haven't been moving around, and it only takes a few days to lose muscle tone.
Oh,
you know,
God.
You would think it would take forever, but it doesn't. It's a matter of just a few days. So just try to rest. Don't push yourself too hard. And I hope you open your pool soon because I know that's something you love to do. And I don't know if you're going to be able to do that, but I hope you will be able to get your pool open. I'm going to try to get another caller. I don't know if Nicole's screened somebody, but... I don't know. She said she was going to, but I don't even see her here.
Hello,
Nicole, is
Cindy.
There she is. She's
there.
There
you are. Okay.
Hi, Nicole.
Okay.
How are you?
So how
nobody
is the parade?
One, so there was nobody for me to scream.
Okay. Okay, there is someone who just pressed one. So it's 4073.
I've already tried them. They did not pick up and answer me.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's okay. So, Nicole, can you tell us about your parade? Because I was thrilled to hear that you were doing something like that. So why don't you share it with our listeners, because I don't think I, knew enough about it.
Oh, yeah. No, well, it's my friend's birthday. And for anybody who knows me and sees me on Facebook, they know that, I've got my brother from another mother, and his wife, who we are very, very close with. He happens to be Alicia's guitarist, and it's his wife Elaine's birthday today. And unfortunately, because of social distancing, usually we have a big to-do for her, and we couldn't do that this year because of social distancing. So we decided that we were going to go do a little parade for her out in Long Beach, and we had flowers and cards, and we beat the horn, and we made a big to-do when the neighbors came out. To their balconies, and, everybody had a good time. So we're on our way home now, but I just figured, I would try to cue someone up for you. And when I saw that the only person that pressed one didn't answer me, I just got back on the road.
Oh, okay. Well, good, because I do see another caller. I think this one is from California, and I'm going to try to get that one, but... I did tell you today when I messaged that you and Lisa made it into my book, Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic, and Psychics Crossed Out, and it says Mystic. That's the title of the book. But I just couldn't, my journey would not have been complete without mentioning how you've helped with the radio show and how this has been such an important part of both of our lives.
No, that's awesome. I told Lisa about it. She was very, very excited. And, of course, she's like, well, where's the book? And I'm like, well, it's not done yet. Now we're going to be waiting for it.
Oh, yeah, and I would even send you a sample of it, but, who knows by the time it goes through edit. So I'm just, letting you know it's in there.
I want to do the final.
Yeah, and because, you know, it's a little, it's going to probably be done sooner than later had we not had this, because at least I can work on it regularly. Whereas sometimes it might take two, it would have probably taken 2 more years.
Well, you forget how well I know you and how long I know you. I know never to trust anything that you would send me now because you're going to change it 9 times before it goes to print.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And right now I'm trying to write it without censoring because some of it I'm like, do I want this in here? I don't know. And then I'm just like, I'll put it in there. And I'm like, well, we'll see if that part, if that stays, you know. So, you know, it's a long process, but it's something that I think people will learn a lot from it because he talks a lot about readings and the things I've learned from the other side. So,
awesome.
So anyway,
so
you guys
awesome.
Drive, find your way home, and I'm going to try to get this California, I think it's California, it was a 3924, so I'm going to pick up that person. So good night, Nicole. Thanks for checking in with us. I appreciate it.
Of course. And thank you very much for the night off. My friend appreciated it. Have a great night.
Anytime.
Good night, guys.
Anytime. She comes first. I'm second. I'm the second wife. She's the first one, okay? I understand that.
Take care, guys.
Okay.
God bless. Stay safe,
Bye.
Everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Okay, so let's see. Hello, is this 51?
Hi, Cindy.
And who is this?
It's Jennifer from Canada, not California.
Oh, Jennifer. I knew it was someone that always calls, but I forget this. I forget Canada exists, okay? You know, like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know, Canada,
it's right above us, but I forget, you know?
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but this is for my friend Shelly, who's next to me, and she's never called in before. Can you answer a question for my friend Shelly? I'll hand it over to her.
Sure.
No.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi. And okay, so there must be something on your mind or you wouldn't have waited so long. So tell me what's on your mind.
Okay. So I work here at the casino, Caesars Windsor. And I work here, there, as well as my friend and my son. I'm just wondering, with all this COVID stuff that's going on, what my future is looking like or what my son's future is looking like at the casino.
Oh, boy. Now,
yeah.
You realize this thing is going on for a while.
Yes,
and,
I sure
yeah,
do.
We're not going back to normal, and I hate to say how long because I do not want to depress people, but this is not going to end anytime soon. I'm sure they're going to begin to open up the casinos. You're in Canada in a casino? Is that where you are?
Yes.
I think they're going to open some of these things, but they're going to have to open them at limited capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the social distancing, probably half capacity. And so it looks like they're probably going to have some layoffs, but it does look like you and your son are hardworking people. So I don't know if you guys will get laid off because it looks like you guys work really hard. I would feel sorry for the people that have not worked too hard. Because those people will be the first to go. But do you realize you're a very hardworking person?
Yes, I am.
And do you realize that your son is a very hardworking person?
Yes. The thing that I worry about with my son is we're unionized. So it doesn't really matter how hard you work at the casino. It's all on seniority. And he just got hired within the year. So I'm kind of, you know, wondering about his future.
Well, it depends on what job he does, but
he does the same thing as me.
Okay, so you know he may have to be looking for something else right now. It doesn't mean he won't come back later on, because you know casinos, people love casinos. I mean, it may take some time for it to get back. He may have to do something else in the interim, but you know he's a hardworking guy. He can find something else, and you know, we will return back to things. It may take a full 2 years for everything to open up fully, you know, at least a year. It's not ending anytime soon. Again, they're going to open up stuff. It's just not going to be at full capacity. It can't be. So, you know, is he depressed about this? Because a little bit of depression showing in these cards. Is he feeling a little depressed over the situation?
Both of them, and I both have that, yeah.
Okay, first of all, older souls, and you're a very old soul, are workers. You want to work, okay? It's very hard for older souls not to go to work. Lazy people love this. They don't have to go to work. But hardworking people are losing their minds.
Yes.
It's hard for them. And is there something he can – I mean, you guys are collect. I don't know if in Canada do you have unemployment like we have in the
yes.
United States?
Yeah, they have like a an unemployment thing, yeah.
Okay, and are you guys collecting?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, but it's not, you know, it's not the money that you made, and it's
no.
also not working.
Right.
You know, you know, is he thinking of maybe looking for something else for a while?
I don't think he really has looked about it yet. He just moved into a new place, so he's more or less concerned about that right now. I don't think he's really thinking about the future, but it's more me as a mom wondering what,
yep.
you know, his and our future.
Well, again, you're in a union, and you'll eventually, you know, the casino will open full capacity. If anything's ever going to go back fastest, it's going to be the casinos, okay?
Right.
Beers might be slower, but casino, they were the last to close the casinos, by the way, here in New York. I don't know about with you. They didn't close those for like a week after everything else was closing, okay?
You know,
people want those casinos, and, you know, it looks to me like it's going to be a little bit of a while. You'll be called back sooner than he will. And, you know, that's something, you know, you have to be realistic about this. You know, I mean, it's not something we're happy about. I'm not happy to deliver news like this. I wish I could tell you we're going to wave a magic wand and tomorrow everything's going to be opened up and the world's
right.
going to return to the way it was. But it simply can't be. We have
right.
to see what happens when it reopens. You know, if there's
yeah.
another wave of this. So I think what I can see is that, you know, casinos make big money. And is your casino, like, state-run the way we have some of them around here? Is yours a
state-run?
Yeah,
it's owned by the Windsor government. Government-owned.
Okay,
yeah.
Because the government needs that money.
Right.
The casino that my daughter used to work, Jake's Casino, which is a small casino, it's the size of a small hotel, made $320 million the month before they closed. Okay.
Wow.
It's a huge,
yeah.
huge month. $320 million. It's a small hotel. Okay. Small.
Right.
So that's, you know, New York is pretty broke right now. So they're going to have to open these things. Half capacity would still be $150 million a month. So,
right.
you know, maybe they'll figure out some virtual things as well, you know, to supplement the income. So it looks
like. But the virtual things is what's going to hurt me because I'm a dealer there at virtual things. Will hurt me.
Well, can they have virtual dealers? Can they come up with something that's a virtual dealer, you know, that you can
not
do?
Yet.
Because,
yeah.
Well,
and
let's hope.
My job. Yeah.
Right.
they
yeah,
are
I mean, but you as a you as a dealer looks like you'll go back, you know, and with your son, he, you know, he'll go back eventually. He's a pretty resourceful kid. So,
yeah.
You know, he'll probably find something to do in the meantime, you know, right now. You know, he'd lay low for right now. He's collecting unemployment, and you know, just figure out that what something else he might have to do, because
right.
There might be other people. By the way, though, what his spirit guides just said, there are older people that may not want to return to that job.
Yes,
they may
yes.
be scared. They may not want to return. They may
right.
they may ask people, "Do you want to return as a union?" And some people who are older, over 60 or something. You know, may say, I would rather not, and your son would probably be one that would step in because he's younger and would want to go into it. So there's going to be some people that aren't going to want to go back, okay, even
right.
if it opens.
Right, I never thought of that, yeah.
Because that looks like what they told me may save your son's skin, okay?
Okay.
That. So, you know, put it out to his spirit guides and your spirit guides, and really it is what the union should ask, because older people, if they want to be furloughed now and still whatever, let that be. Do you know what I mean? And
right.
rightfully so. If they're over 60
right.
or something like that, they may be concerned. And so it does look like somehow in the 11th hour, your son may be okay. So,
okay.
you know, so you do us a favor, call in, let us know, because it's always interesting to hear how someone in another part of the world, how they're faring through this. You know, I don't want to scare people, but I have to be realistic.
Yeah.
People have to plan for this to be for a while. And that means save
yeah.
your money. Don't overspend your money now. Because
right.
even when it opens up, it's going to open up for a lot of people with less pay than they made or less hours.
Yep.
And so, you know, plan accordingly. I don't want to put people in their mind where they think, oh, yeah, I'll be going back so I could just spend all this money or whatever. Don't.
Right.
You know,
yep.
keep your money a little
yep.
bit tight. And believe me, when the world does open up, and it may take a year and a half or 2 years to fully open up, you're going to go,
uh-huh.
you know, your job will be booming. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, there'll be so much work you won't even be able to handle it.
Yeah, it'll
well,
be back,
you know,
back kind of back to normal.
Well, thank you
if
for sharing
ever.
Your story. We're going to have to get off because Blog Talk Radio is going to knock us off in about 20 seconds. So thank you all of our listeners and for calling in. We appreciate it. And everybody, have a great week. And Nicole and
thank
I will
you
be
so
back
much, Cindy.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
And have fun in Canada. Bye.
All right. I'll get back to you and let you know how it goes.
Oh, please do. Okay. We'd love to hear. Okay.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.